We had
Yeah.
about 100 Venezuelans come to Carbondale this winter.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And they housed them as best they could, and then finally they said, "Hey, we're out of money. We can't do this anymore." Picken County, we put some stuff, resources into it. And I think they're moving on because they didn't really like the cold weather, not coming from a climate like that.
That's what I was going to say, is the shock must be huge. The thing I got in Portland that really I love is it is a, because of Nike and because of Columbia Sportswear and Intel, it's such an international case that, like, when I go to my 24-hour club, which, substitute for the Aspen Club, but not quite, I'm in the sauna, and I gotta say, I'm like, there's many times where I'm the only white guy. And I gotta say, that's really refreshing.
And you've got, people from all over the world in there. It definitely makes it more interesting for me. Well, we grew up with that. We're used to that. I think other places might not feel so comfortable.
Well, we
I
also
think you're right.
that's the other thing too, is remember when I remember there's a lot of Swedes, a lot of Norwegians, a lot of German. I mean, there was like European influence in Aspen in the
French.
day, like the old folks. Don't mess with the old folks. Those were those guys from those countries.
And they
Then
were their
we
families,
had guys from El Salvador and Mexico, and when we were in high school, that's about when that started. I always say that it was a little city, is
Sure.
we
International.
yeah we were introduced to different cultures that way, where a lot of people aren't, especially in Western Colorado. A lot of those folks, I don't understand, but